Washington state workers are urging lawmakers not to cut state services and instead increase tax revenue as the state faces a budget deficit. NWPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
Washington state workers rallied at the Capitol on Wednesday to voice their frustration to some of the budget cuts being proposed by lawmakers.
No more cuts! No more cuts! No more cuts!
Josie Ebelhair is a social worker with the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families. She's a member of the Washington Federation of State Employees, Local 889.
I'm out here because of the governor's proposed cuts to the state budget and furloughs, and also the Senate Democrats' recent bills attacking our employer health care contributions and our right to bargain health care.
Governor Bob Ferguson has proposed furloughing state workers. He is proposing one furlough day every month for 2 years. That'd be a total of 24 days.
That is a month of our pay that's being cut. I mean, that's just ridiculous. How do you budget for an entire month of your pay to be cut?
Ebelhair says if lawmakers aren't able to fund services and the workforce with the revenue the state is bringing in now, then the state needs to establish a wealth tax. That's something Ferguson has said he's against.
That's how we stop coming back here, saying that we have no money to fund Washington and no money for services in Washington.
Ferguson's office did not immediately respond to requests to comment. That refrain of increasing taxes on the wealthiest Washingtonians is one that echoed throughout Wednesday's rally. Ryan Schmautz is a Washington Federation of State Employees member. Schmautz works at the Department of Labor and Industries. He says the department is looking at potentially hundreds of job cuts.
I appreciate my job. What's unfortunate is that I don't know how appreciated we actually feel in this moment.
He takes issue with the governor's opposition to new taxes.
It's incredibly outrageous and outright stupid. I can't imagine any scenario in which you are faced with trying to balance a budget and not looking for more revenue streams.
Schmautz says he thinks lawmakers are trying to balance the budget on the backs of state workers. He says that's not fair.
They say that they're friends of labor. They're not listening to us now. That's why we're out here. It's gotten to the point where we feel compelled to force our voice to be heard in a way that hopefully they'll understand.
State workers are trying to get their message across in every way they can. Union members wrote a song with the refrain, "Washington for all, not just the rich." The union's stance that Washington needs to establish a wealth tax. Union members say they have some support in the legislature, but to reporters this week, Washington State Senator Jamie Peterson had this to say.
It's very likely that no part of our budget will be based on the wealth tax.
Workers are also expressing outrage over a proposal from the Senate. It could increase the costs employees have to pay for health insurance. Seamus Petrie works for the Washington Public Employees Association.
The idea that you could throw out negotiated agreements and abandon collective bargaining rights to save a little money in the short term is really upsetting.
Petrie says increasing healthcare premiums for workers could lead to more people leaving public service.
We've seen at the federal level what happens if you don't support public services. We're seeing that now. It's messy, it's chaotic, it's scary.
Petrie says he is hopeful that Washington won't cut first and ask questions later. I'm Lauren Gallup in Olympia.